This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities, a program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Thank you for joining us this weekend. I am Freddie Bell, and please welcome with me as I introduce our co-host to our program on New Beginnings, Mr. Joe McKenzie, who is the founder of Ripple Connects. Hello, Joe.
Good afternoon, Freddie Bell. How are you?
Unbelievable, and I am sure that many of our listeners, our regular listeners, know what Ripple Connects is, but for those who are just joining us, a preamble about Ripple Connects.
Ripple Connects is my company that I formed to help individuals reinvent, recalibrate, retool their careers, and I do that through very specific methods of interview practice, talking about your accomplishments that are so relevant to the person that you're interviewing with, and gaining that comfortable approach to talking about it. As Minnesotans, we're not supposed to talk about ourselves, and we don't interview that much in our careers for jobs. I help people overcome that. I help people re-engage with their bench of advocates, and if they don't know who their bench of advocates are, we help build them, and that helps us to uncover those unadvertised jobs that are out there, Freddie, and they are out there. Believe me, there are jobs that are not advertised, that are filled with professional growth. We want to leverage them, and we do that through our specific techniques. Folks can visit my website, and that is rippleconnects.com. Certainly take the time to read some of the testimonials I have for each and every one of my clients that I've worked with. Or then call me directly, Freddie, at 763-438-1621. I'll be glad to be a resource to them today.
All right. That's Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. And we're into part two of our discussion that we began last week, in which we talked about spring being a time of renewal, which includes your career. Can you recap what we talked about, Joe?
Well, we talked about how in our careers, if we're not experiencing growth or we feel stuck, that we have to look at, you know, spring and at any point in our career, that we want to plant those seeds of opportunities. We want to anticipate professional growth by taking control of the situation, by carving out our own professional growth, not waiting for our employer or someone to say, hey, why don't you attend that seminar? We want to take control. So what we talked about was planting seeds of growth and actually going out and carving out your own professional growth. And that's kind of how we set up this week. But there's an important factor here that is going to allow that to happen that we need to talk about today.
So that factor, what would be some of the factors that you're talking about, Joe, that you just alluded to just now?
What we need to do is take the time to reflect. I like to say pull back that winter mulch that's kind of keeping the plants, you know, cold and in the ground. We're not growing because the sun's not reaching us. But we need to pull that winter mulch back, those leaves, that straw, so the sun and the growth can happen. And sometimes we have to start thinking about how are we going to move to another organization or another industry. We need to start talking about what some of our skills are that can transfer to those new industries. That has to take place, because if it's a big step to go from one organization, it's an even bigger step to go from, say, you're in financial services to the nonprofit, or IT to healthcare. But we all have transferable skills, and we all have to take the time to realize what those are. And we do that by taking a look at what is portable, what's transferable, what other industries are needing our skills. And that is allowing us to grow by pulling back that winter mulch. And another thing is, Freddie, we got to consider transplanting ourselves. If we're in an industry that's not growing, or we're not allowed to grow, we may have to harness those transferable skills and remove ourselves from those limiting career opportunities and put yourself in a new position where you're going to thrive. And I really think that is something that we have to, I talked about it last week, Freddie, that the Twin Cities has a rich diversity of industries, mm-hmm. healthcare, IT, manufacturing, the college systems, the university systems, the nonprofit, to name a few. Those are all industries, think of all the Fortune 500 companies that are here. Those are all rich for people to come in from another industry, transplanted from another industry. So I think that is some critical steps that we all have to take a hard look at, in regards to maybe we got to pull ourselves out of that industry that's limiting us and move over here.
How can you take that objective look in such a subjective situation when you find yourself right in the middle of it?
It's easier said than done. What we do need to do is realize that if we are in a limiting career situation, we are going to have to develop a process that's going to work for us. It could involve doing your own research. It could involve talking to people in those industries that we know so we can uncover what those industries are looking for. I was in outside sales for a number of years. I never thought for the life of me that I could ever be in the nonprofit industry or help people in their careers. But those aspects of my sales management and the training, those apply to helping people in both the nonprofit and as an entrepreneur. But it was through individuals that let you know. They already know what that landscape looks like and what the needs are. So engage with the right people that will be honest with you. And that's how you can start becoming objective about your skills and what transfers and what industries you can transplant yourself in. And that is a critical part of this step. Pulling back that winter mulch, realizing there's transferable skills, developing a process for you to uncover them, and now start looking at you look at the construction sector in the Twin Cities. It's booming in residential homes and in highway in construction or in larger buildings. But Freddie, those industries need HR people, right? Those people, those industries need IT people. They need project managers. Mm-hmm. That is why we need to have these discussions on radio. So someone that's maybe in a situation where they're limited to say, yes, my skills do transfer.
Interesting. So are these among the additional steps that we can take? Are there others that we can look at as we begin working through our professional growth for 2018 and into 19?
One of the last things that I would recommend is if you're in a limited career situation, it may be that you have negative feelings towards that, and we have to move past that. So almost sweep out those negative past situations. And I've been there, okay? I've been in limited career situations where I've had to put that chapter behind me. And when I put that chapter behind me of those negative situations where I felt I was underutilized or put into a small career box, and I turned the page to the next chapter, then I could move forward. But only when I stopped thinking about what had happened and who was involved in my role or my limited role or the decision. I think I've told the listeners that in a span of 5 years, I was in 3 career transitions outside of my own control. Mm. 3 career transitions due to mergers and acquisitions and the real estate industry that in back in 2008 and 2009 really contracted. So I had to turn the page on that part of my life. And the minute I did, Freddie, I could look forward and start writing my new chapter. So I swept out the negative feelings of those years. And the last 10 years have been very positive in that regard.
Wow. Everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. We're talking about spring cleaning as it relates to your career. So what are some of the challenges right now, Joe, as we get to the conclusion of our program today? What are some of the challenges that someone could experience in regards to taking that initiative that you talked about as they really try to add some real teeth to their career growth?
Well, I think one of the challenges is uncertainty. No one likes uncertainty. But I can tell you that if you stay in a current situation where you don't feel that you're growing and you're stifled and it's just you don't see where this is going to allow you to grow, then you have to take on a certain amount of uncertainty. But that's a big step to come through. And I'm saying that you can take a granular approach to this, where you continue to work in that industry, but you become you set up your bench of advocates that become an eyes and ears to those situations out there. You start, if you uncover one transferable skill in the next 6 weeks, that's going to give you that little level of hope that's going to tamp down that uncertainty a little bit. So take a granular approach, but move past that uncertainty and start reengaging in these types of steps that I've outlined today and last week.
All right. We've got to leave it right there, Joey. And you do some fine work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's rippleconnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, rippleconnects.com.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you. Embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South. That somehow I will find my way.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
And New Beginnings continues this weekend. We're really excited that you're with us. You can always find us online at www.freddiebell.com and click on the New Beginnings tab. You'll find all the previous shows right there. Spring, you know, has been a long time in coming, but now that it's here, people are going to be more anxious than usual to tackle construction projects. Whether it's a remodel, an addition, or a design build, many consumers will turn to professional contractors to bring these jobs to completion. We've been in contact with the Better Business Bureau of Minnesota and North Dakota, and they've given us some helpful, I think, top 10 list of things people should do before you bring a contractor onto your property. They say that successful projects often hinge on taking the time to choose the right contractor. That's the first crucial step. And that step can be the difference between a rewarding relationship and a satisfying outcome versus roadblocks, unexpected delays, and headaches. So here are the top 10 things that everyone should do before hiring a contractor. Number one, research their track records. Visit bbb.org to obtain free business profiles on companies that you're considering hiring. Now, this gives you access to customer complaints and business responses, as well as any customer reviews on file. In Minnesota and North Dakota, you can call toll-free at 1-800-646-6222. Number two, we're talking about the top 10 things to do when you're hiring a contractor this spring. Look for multiple estimates. Shop around and get at least three estimates in writing. Use BBB Search or BBB Request a Quote to find reliable firms. That's number two. Number three now in the top 10 things you should do when you're looking for a contractor is to verify licensing and insurance. Ensure that companies are properly licensed. In Minnesota, contractors should be licensed or registered with the Minnesota Department of Labor and Industry. You can find them at www.doli.state.mn.us. In North Dakota and with the North Dakota Secretary of State offices at sos.nd.gov. It's also important to verify that they are fully insured. Number four on the top 10 things to do when hiring a contractor is to ask for references. Get references from three recent projects and then follow up on them before signing that contract. That's really, really important. Somebody else who has already worked with these contractors are really a good reference for you to decide, and they help you decide whether or not you want to do business with this person who's in front of you. Also, number five now, inquire about a lien waiver. Now, a lien waiver is a statement from the contractor that all suppliers and subcontractors have been paid for their work. So be sure to ask whether that contractor will provide you with a lien waiver upon completion of that work. Number six in the top 10 things to do when you're hiring a contractor is don't forget the building permits. Permits are for your protection, and they help you to ensure that the work being performed meets the local building codes. Check with your contractor before starting your project. Homeowners are responsible for the cost of building permits, but companies should be responsible for obtaining any necessary permits. Number seven, consider future service issues. Now, if you choose to do business with a company that isn't local, keep in mind that you might have some difficulty resolving any warranty or service needs that could come up after the project's completed. Be clear on how and in what time frame the warranty issues will be addressed. Number eight now, in the top 10 things to consider when you're hiring a contractor this spring, make sure you get everything in writing. Never allow work to begin without a signed contract that includes the start and completion dates, a detailed description of services to be provided, any cost or allowances, a payment schedule, and warranty information, and be aware that anything you sign is a contract. Number nine, don't rely on verbal promises. Any promises made orally should be written into the contract, including warranty information. And now number 10, on the top 10 things to consider when hiring a contractor, arrange a payment schedule. Never pay in full in advance on a project. Stagger your payments according to agreed-upon stages of work completion and make a final payment only when work is finished. The Better Business Bureau also advises consumers to exercise caution with salespeople who are going door-to-door claiming to be doing work in your neighborhood. Know who you're dealing with. Always verify the company's track record with BBB before making a hiring decision. So the top 10 things, research their track records. Number two, solicit multiple estimates. Three, verify licensing and insurance. Number four, ask for references. That's a big one. Number five, inquire about a lien waiver. Number six, don't forget building permits. Number seven, consider future service issues. Number 8, get everything in writing. Never allow that work to be signed. Never allow work to begin, I should say, without a signed contract. And also number 9, don't rely on verbal promises. And then number 10, arrange a payment schedule. These are the top 10 things to consider when you're hiring a contractor this spring. You know, spring has been a long time in coming and people are getting outside or they're getting that much delayed project underway. We want you to be sure that you're taken care of and that everything is in order as you start. This is New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell and our program continues right now.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it.
Nowadays, a lot of people think of positivity and optimism as something unrealistic, something almost delusional.
It teaches the cultivation of peace of mind as a power center out of which comes driving energy.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
Today's point of focus is tenacity. Tenacity can serve you pretty well. When you push yourself across the finish line or if you complete a project on time, that's tenacity because it can help you succeed. While tenacity is definitely a good thing, sometimes the race is not yours to run. Some projects are better accomplished by slowing down. Sometimes it's better just to wait for that inspiration rather than to force a solution. The key is knowing when to wait for that guidance, when to wait for the ideas, for that success, and the way to move ahead. True tenacity is really a blend between moving forward and waiting for that great inspiration to come. Our point of focus is tenacity. I'm Freddie Bell. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church. Embracing. Loving. Empowering.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
You are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell. And with me right now, we go to our title sponsor for New Beginnings, the Twin Cities AARP. And we're fortunate to have with us the Associate State Director for Community Engagement, Elise Ruiz. Good afternoon.
Well, hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Glad you're with us this afternoon. And if you can tell us, just for people who are interested in what AARP Twin Cities is all about, and they'd like to get more in-depth information, can you give us a telephone number and a website?
Telephone number and a website. Let's go aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Okay.
And I will actually give folks, we've got my number here is 612-413-9679. And I'd be happy to talk with any folks who have any questions about the great organization I work for.
Wonderful. And we're talking with AARP, as I mentioned, our title sponsor for our program. And there's a lot going on at the legislature, even as we speak. Can you give us an update on what your members should be focused on right now and what you're trying to do to influence legislature?
Oh, yes, indeed. Very excited to have the opportunity to talk about our work up at the Minnesota State Capitol this year. We are very much focused in on the issue of preventing and combating elder abuse. Mm-hmm. So a little background on the issue. Following a series of elder abuse reported in the Star Tribune, Governor Dayton announced a new work group last December charged with providing guidance on steps that Minnesota should take to improve the health and safety of Minnesota seniors who are cared for in nursing homes and in assisted living facilities. And actually, Governor Dayton appointed AARP to lead and convene this task force in conjunction with other organizations serving Minnesota seniors. So this work group came together under a very tight timeline, submitted its final recommendations, reported out to the governor. So our recommendations were very specific. We're following a number of bills, a couple that we liked a little bit more than others. Our recommendations were put forward in a bill. It was HS 3468. And our author there in the Senate was Tony Laurie, in the House was Tony Laurie. And then Senate version was 3088, and our Senate author was Liz Olson. And that bill had bipartisan support, but unfortunately that bill did not receive a hearing. But we had very important recommendations in that bill that emerged from the governor's task force that we were a part of. They are also included in the governor's supplemental budget bill. And some of these provisions that we're working hard on behalf of seniors are strengthening and expanding rights of older and vulnerable adults and their families, enhancing the civil and criminal enforcement of rights, developing new licensure frameworks for assisted living and dementia care across residential settings, improving the Minnesota Department of Health licensing regulation, the Office of Health Facilities Complaints Enforcement and Investigative Process, and improving the Minnesota Adult Abuse Reporting Center. So other bills were addressing this elder abuse issue. They were introduced. They are still moving forward. So while we support some of the recommendations in those other bills, they don't go far enough to protect and address the systemic change we're really seeking to see here. And that's needed to stop abuse before it begins. So there are a couple of other bills I could touch on, if you would like, that do address the issue of elder abuse that we're also following very closely.
Well, unfortunately, we're just about out of time. Let's give the website one more time for people who like to go and learn more on their own, Elise.
You want to go to aarp.org/Twin Cities.
All right, that's Elise Ruiz for AARP Twin Cities, the Community Engagement Director, and we'll be back with more right after this.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Thank you so much for joining us this weekend on New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me now is the Center Coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. Say hello to Kitty Harris. Welcome back.
Hi, Freddie. Always a pleasure to be here.
Glad you're with us. And before we get too much further, tell our audience how we can get in contact with you at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center.
Well, audience, you can stop by and see me at 1015 4th Avenue North in Minneapolis, right behind Summit Academy, or give me a phone call at 612-344-2221. And if you're ever interested in what we have going on, you can check us out on Facebook under the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center.
All right. And at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, there's always a lot going on.
Yes. So May is actually Older Adult Month. And so we always have wonderful things throughout the month that we celebrate. We do our annual Mother's Day tea, which we have coming up next Thursday on the 10th. And then the Y always does a Senior Healthy Day. And so we're very excited for that to be happening. That's going to be on Wednesday, May the 23rd.
Wednesday, May 23rd, the Y Senior Healthy Day, is that it?
Yes. So it's an annual event that the Y's across the Twin City do. But one of the reasons that we love for our organization to be a part of this event is because we are the only YMCA in the Twin Cities that actually focuses on older adults. So it's a natural fit for us to have these programs on Senior Healthy Day, because that's our focus every day of the week.
Wow. So it's not out of the norm for you to be talking about healthy living for active older adults.
Right. And the theme this year is healthy, happy, helpful. And so everything that we do on May 23rd will be focused on those three areas. And we will have kind of these teaching circuit rotations every 3 minutes. People will be able to do something new that's either focused around being healthy, being happy, being helpful. So it's not traditionally what you would think of when you come to a Y. So everything is not going to be a fitness component, because you can be helpful without being healthy, if that makes sense. So we're just excited, and we hope that people will join us. The event's going to start at 9:30, mm-hmm. and we're going to go to 12:30. We're going to have refreshments, and there's going to be some entertainment, teaching, education, and of course, some laughing will be done.
Exactly. So is it a requirement to pre-register for the event, Kitty?
No, people don't have to register for the event. They can just show up day of on the 23rd. We would just love if people are thinking about coming to give us a call and just let us know, say, hey, I heard about that event. I'd like to come, just so that we can plan for food purposes. But if they just walk in off the street that day and see us doing it and want to join us, they're going to be welcome, just like those people that called in.
All right. And what's that number to call to make sure that you know who's coming?
612-344-2221. That's our main welcome desk number. And you give us a call there and we'll get all your information for a Senior Healthy Day.
Healthy, happy, and helpful. That is that date one more time, Kitty.
It's going to be Wednesday, May the 23rd, and we're going to start at 9:30 a.m.
All right. You do a lot of great things at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, a lot of collaborative partners. And that website, once again, for the MPHA.
It's www.heritagepark.com/campus.org. And that website does have information on all of our partners, our services, our calendar of event, and a direct link to our Facebook page.
All right. That's Kitty Harris, the Center Coordinator for the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. And you're listening to New Beginnings.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
You are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and welcome to the weekend. And with me now, you know, if it's the weekend, then we were listening to Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Freddie. It's my pleasure to be here, as always.
That website and telephone number again for our listeners?
WestMetroHypnosis.com or 952-222-3975.
All right. This week, we're talking about I'm not worthy. That seems like a downer kind of statement.
Oh, a total downer. Horribly down. And I bring that up because last week we were talking about identity. And it's interesting because I would say 99% of clients that I see are dealing with this belief. I'm not worthy and I'm not deserving. And I bring that up because our identity is built through many different avenues. And one of them is sort of the collective consciousness that everybody sees as normal. And I bring this up because I think this is an underlying belief that many, many people have. And it's interesting because when I'm talking to individuals in my office, they believe they're the only ones who feel that way. And when I tell them that no matter what the issue is, that almost everybody I talk to has this belief to some degree that has been taken on through whatever avenue, it doesn't really matter when we started believing it. The fact of the matter is that most of us have believed this or still believe it at some point in our lives, this idea of not being worthy and not being deserving. And so that's one of the key foundational truths that I begin to introduce people to, that they don't have to do anything extraordinary to be worthy, that just their presence on this earth makes them worthy and deserving of all good things. And it makes me really sad to see so many people struggle with this idea, really wrestle with this idea of being worthy and deserving of all good things. They even struggle with making that I am statement. I am worthy and deserving of all good things. Or just saying I am worthy. I was working with a client and she could barely whisper it. She could barely whisper it. And we kept working and working and working, making her voice louder and stronger, because your voice is your point of power. That's how you claim power for yourself, is through your voice and through your words. So watching her go through this process of being able to claim that power and stand firmly grounded to the truth that she is deserving and worthy, because at the end of the day, nobody can make you worthy and deserving. Nobody can give you that. That has to be a discovery from within that you come to on your own. And I put that out to everybody, because the more people who believe that they are worthy and deserving of all good things, the more other people are allowed to step into that space and claim that same truth for themselves. So for today, I just invite everybody to really try on that statement. I am worthy and deserving of all good things. And let it land eternally, internally in you, eternally as well. But let it land internally within you and see what changes just by practicing that every day.
What a great way to go into the weekend. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Freddie. It's my pleasure.
And New Beginnings continues right now because we are worthy.
Yes.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
All the sounds of the earth are like music. All the sounds of the earth are like music. The bees are so busy, they don't miss a tree. And an old weeping willow is laughing at me. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling, everything's going my way. Thank you. I just felt that song this morning when I left home, and it was so beautiful. And I got here early, and I thought, how can I make it more beautiful? And I moved our new trash can out to the front entrance. And I went around the parking lot and found just an absolute abundance of cans of all sorts and yogurt containers and a variety of things that had made their way onto our property. And so I collected them and put them in that giant new receptacle by the front door. But that's just a little way that I can help. And so as we celebrate this Earth Day, that's an idea. How do we take the song in our heart and the love for this earth and carry it forth to do our part? So often we want to turn to Mother Nature, to our earth, and think of all of the materials, all of the wonderful things that we draw from this very land to meet our needs. But sometimes we need to look beyond our needs and our wants to what we can do to love Earth, to love a community, to be a beneficial presence. Our common lectionary this morning has a scripture. And, you know, I don't know who actually puts together the schedule of scriptures for the Christian world. Churches all around the world, Catholic, Protestant, Orthodox, follow this scripture schedule. But somehow there just seems to always be wisdom in the choice. Today's choice from the Gospel of John. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I remember when I was in ministerial school, and I was looking at that scripture, and I thought, well, what does that mean to lay down one's life? Another place in the gospel, the greatest love is defined as the one who is willing to lay down one's life for one's friends. And suddenly it occurred to me, at least what it meant to me, to lay down one's life is to be willing, to be humble enough to see a greater need than always fulfilling one's own need and desire. And like I mentioned for the earth, yes, the earth loves to give its bounty to supply the plants, the animal kingdom, and the human kingdom. But we also have a part in loving the body of Christ, for such is the earth, to look beyond our needs, at least some of the time, and say, what can I do? How can I make this world more beautiful? And not always think about my individual needs. For me, that is to lay down one's life, one's focus on oneself, to put it aside so that one can see and one can love in a greater way. Last week, even though we had a blizzard, those who were here worked with me on looking at the Lord's Prayer in a way that might help us discover our own unique way of working with that prayer. We are very accustomed to speaking it often in the King James English Version, and even the Pope in Rome a few months ago called our attention to the fact that in that English Version, we have the statement, God, lead us not into temptation. And just as Marlene led us in the service this morning with the question, does God test us? Does God take us into trial? And we had a lively discussion about that. But the Pope was suggesting, just as Marlene, Pope Marlene did this morning, that is this really our understanding of an all-loving Creator God that would test us and put us in trial? And so even the Pope said, perhaps this line needs to be changed, to leave us not, abandon us not, deliver us from evil. Be our help, our guide, not our tester. And this understanding is not something that the Pope or Marlene or anyone in Unity or anyone in modern days has really invented or simply tried to change the meaning of the Lord's Prayer. Last week, we went back and looked at the Lord's Prayer in the language of Jesus, Aramaic. He would have not given this prayer to his disciples and those who were listening in the English language, or in Latin, for that matter. I told that little joke last week, and since many of you didn't hear it, I'll do it again. But somebody was commenting and saying, well, I only use the King James Bible because that was the way Jesus spoke it in English.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Well, everybody knows your name.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.